This cross, beloved brothers and sisters, your holiness and holy fathers of the Orthodox Church is made from stone. From the house and the home in which the newly revealed Bishop Mardarije was born. He is our newly revealed saint. He was born in a home that was built out of stone. The ancient Nemanjić monastery of Saint George. And there his mother gave birth to him, Helen by name. And from there he went forth. And behold, arrived here to this blessed land of America. So that with his life, with his sermons, with his witnessing, that he may testify to the name of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I will not speak to you on my own today. I will take liberty to read instead Bishop Mardarije's homily,
poslanicu Svetoga Mardarija 21.
Paschal encyclical from 1921.
Koji je uputio svome vjernom narodu
1933.
godine.
His 21st encyclical of 1935. 2.5 years before his reposing in the Lord.
Beseda o Kristovom vaskrsenju.
A homily about the resurrection of Christ.
I njegovo svjedočenje i svjedočanstvo njegovo.
And his witnessing.
Da ga je vaskrsli Gospod.
That the risen Lord.
Svetim pričešćem.
With holy communion.
Koje iz ovoga hrama došlo u bolnicu i
which came from this very monastery church to the hospital and where he lay, so that he could receive Holy Communion, and with that Holy Sacrament could prolong his life for another 2.5 years. And you will see yourselves, he was not afraid to die, as he notes in his encyclical.
Da mu Gospod produži život da
however,
bi još
he asked the Lord to prolong his life for a certain period of time so that he may preach the God of love,
raspetoga i vaskrsloga radi našega spasenja
and risen Lord of our salvation.
Evo šta kaže i onda svojim vjernicima, a i šta poručuje i nama danas.
And here is what he said not only to his faithful of that day,
Sveti Otac naš Mardarije,
our holy father Mardarije.
Božjom milošću episkop pravoslavne srpske eparhije u Americi, Kanadi, svome dragom sveštenstvu i narodu, Bogom mu dane eparhije na dan svetlog Hristovog vaskrsenja, iz dubine svoje duše kliče Hristos vaskrse.
By the grace of God, the Bishop of the Orthodox Serbian Diocese in America and Canada, to my beloved clergy and people of my God-given diocese on the day of the bright resurrection of Christ, from the depths of my soul, I cry out to you, Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.
Naš narod veli da se čovjek uči dok je živ.
Our people state that man learns as long as he lives.
Nema većeg učitelja od ličnog iskustva.
And there is no greater teacher than personal experience.
Ono je najubjedljiviji učitelj života.
It is the most convincing teacher of life.
Kako ćeš povjerovati vapaju gladnog ako sam nisi nikada gladovao?
How will you understand the cry of a person who hungers if you yourself did not hunger?
Kako ćeš razumjeti jauke i bolne uzdahe bolesnika ako sam nisi nikada bolovao?
The pains and the sighing of a sick person if you yourself have not been sick.
Evo ja vaš vladika.
And here I, your bishop,
izlazim samo mojom poslanicom pred vas.
With my homily before you,
svoju duhovnu pastu.
My spiritual flock,
rasturenu po licu velike Amerike,
which is scattered throughout the face of this great America,
sa novim bogatim i u mukama, bolu i dvogodišnjem neprestanom uzdisanju stečenim iskustvom,
and with a new experience which I have gained after 2.5 years of incredible suffering,
želeći da kao na ispovjedi kažem ono što mi na srcu leži,
and I would like to tell to you today as though I am confessing before you that which lays upon my heart and soul.
Ono što ispunilo sve moje biće još jačom vjerom od one koja je bila još u mladosti u srcu mome usađena.
That which filled my being with an even greater spirit and understanding than even that which was present from my youth in my heart.
Ispovijedajući se pred vama,
I confess now before you,
ja želim samo jedno,
I desire but one thing,
a to je da vas ukrijepim u vašoj vjeri u Boga,
and that is to strengthen you in your faith in God,
koji je bio, jeste i biće,
who was, is, and will be,
bez obzira na to, vjeruju li u njega ljudi ili ne,
regardless of whether people believe in him or not.
Evo te moje ispovijesti.
Here is my confession.
Jednog sunčanog dana prije 2 godine,
on one bright sunny day 2 years ago,
ustrašavao sam sa desetak radnika park oko manastirske crkve u
Libertyville. The park surrounding the monastery church in Libertyville.
Odjednom iz mojih grudi poteče mlaz krvi.
And at once from my lungs there exuded a hemorrhaging of blood.
3 dana ljekari nisu mogli da zaustave moju krv.
3 days the physicians could not stop that flow of blood.
Odneli su me u bolnicu.
They took me to the hospital.
2 bolnička ljekara su konstatovali.
2 physicians in the hospital constituted.
Da su dani moga zemaljskog života izbrojani.
That the days of my earthly life are but numbered.
Da bi to njihovo tvrđenje provjerili.
And so that they could confirm that their confirmation.
Moji najblaži saradnici pozvali su 2 čuvena specijalista za tuberkulozu.
My most blessed co-workers had brought forth 2 specialists in the field of tuberculosis.
Od kojih je jedan stari profesor medicine na Čikaškom univerzitetu.
And one of them an aged professor of medicine at the University of Chicago.
Sakupljeni sveštenicima oko moje postelje.
My clergy gathered around my bier.
Koji su došli sa raznih strana da se sa mnom oproste.
They have come from various parts of this nation so that they could bid me farewell.
Specijalisti su rekli.
The specialist said.
Večeras u toku noći.
Tonight during the course of this evening.
A najdalje sutradan izjutra ja imam
latest,
da umrem.
Until tomorrow I am to die.
Sveštenici su povjerovali.
The clergy believed this.
A i ko ne bi?
And who would not?
To govore oni koji su posvećeni u tajne života.
Because those who know the secrets of life are the ones that have stated this.
Oni su ovim prije morali povjerovati što sam ja već bio izdao nalog za sahranu u manastiru.
And of course, how could they not believe this first and foremost because I have already issued orders for how I am to be buried at the monastery.
I što su temperatura i puls moga bola bolesnog tijela dostigli tu granicu.
And because the temperature and the pulse of my sickened body has already come to the very edge.
Posle koje se po tvrđenju medicinske nauke čovjek ne vraća u život.
After which, being confirmed by medical knowledge, a person cannot return to life.
Bio sam u predsmrtnom bunilu i nisam poznavao one oko mene.
I was already at the very doorstep of death and I could no longer recognize anyone about me.
Odjednom sam oko ponoći.
And at once, at approximately midnight.
Tiho progovorio mojim vjernim sveštenicima.
I quietly spoke to my beloved clergy.
Koji su stajali oko postelje.
Who were standing around my deathbed.
Neka jedan od vas ode u manastir.
One of you is to go to the monastery.
Osluži svetu liturgiju.
To serve the holy liturgy.
Donese svete darove i pričestine.
To bring me the holy gifts and to commune me.
U toku te noći ja sam s vremena na vrijeme dolazio k svijesti.
And during that night I would come from time to time to self.
U tim časovima moje usne su šaputale toplu molitvu Gospodu Isusu.
My lips would whisper a sweet prayer to Jesus Christ.
To nije bila obična molitva.
That was not an ordinary prayer.
To je prije bio neposredni razgovor sina sa svojim ocem.
It was a direct conversation of a son with his father.
Osjećao sam blagodatno prisustvo Kristovo.
And I felt the grace-filled presence of Christ.
Ja sam se molio.
I prayed.
Gospode Hriste, Bože moj.
Lord Jesus Christ, my God.
Ja ne marim da umrem.
I do not mind to die.
Ne žalim da ostavim ovaj svijet.
I do not mind leaving this world.
Ja sam gotov da zakupim svoje umorne oči.
I am prepared to close my tired eyes.
I prestanem pred tvoj pravedni sud vjerujući.
And to stand before your righteous judgment believing.
Da će očinska ljubav i milost tvoja oprostiti.
That your eternal life and mercy will forgive me.
Ako u svome zemaljskom životu nisam
postupio
u svemu po zapovijesti
in everything according to the laws of God,
ako nisam bio dovoljno revnostan u velikoj i odgovornoj episkopskoj misiji,
in that great and responsible episcopal ministry,
koju si mi ti kroz crkvu tvoju povjerio,
which you have confirmed upon me through the church,
oprostit ćeš mi, ja znam,
you will forgive me, I know,
jer je očinska ljubav tvoja neizmjerna,
because your paternal love is measureless,
oprostit ćeš mi zato što sam od djetinjstva svog,
you will forgive me because during the course of my childhood,
svoje 16. godine starosti,
from the age of 16,
posvetio svoj život služenju tebi,
given my life unto serving you,
tvome i narodu
to your altar and to your people.
Ja se ne bojim smrti.
I am not afraid of death.
Ja ju se lično čak radujem.
And indeed, personally, I rejoice in it.
Jer će mi u tvom vječnom carstvu biti nesramljivo lakše
nego, it will be uncompromisingly easier
nego na ovoj grešnoj zemlji
than here on this sinful earth.
Za mene prelaz iz ovog života nije prelaz u nepoznati pusti prostor.
The translation from this life into the eternal life is not a mere translation into a vacuum.
Bez sadržine i smisla.
Without any kind of meaning or essence.
Bez prelaz u vječno tvoje carstvo.
Rather, it is a translation into your eternal kingdom.
Obećao svima koji u tebe vjeruju.
Which you promised to everyone who believes in you.
Ali ja te molim, Oče nebesni,
however,
Gospode
I pray
Hriste,
you, my heavenly Father and Lord,
izlij na mene odanog slugu
pour
tvoga,
forth on me your devoted servant,
bogatu milost tvoju, i ostavi me
mercies,
na ovoj zemlji još koju
and
godinu,
leave me here on this earth for yet a few years,
da bih dovršio služenje narodu mome i crkvi,
so that I could finish my service unto my people and to your church,
u kojoj si me milostivo uzdigao na najviše apostolsko dostojanstvo.
In which you have, with your great mercy, elevated me to that greatest apostolic dignity.
Želio bih da još vatrenije propovjedam sveto evanđelje.
I want even more fierily to preach your word.
Da još toplije preporučim milome narodu mome.
And even more warmly to recommend to my beloved people.
Da je spasenje ljudi moguće samo kroz tebe i u tebi.
That the salvation of people is only possible in you and through you.
Ostavi me na zemlji još neko vrijeme.
Leave me on this earth for yet a little more.
Da još više ukrasi manastir velikog ugodnika tvoga.
So that I can continue to beautify the monastery of your holy person of prayer,
Svetoga Save,
Saint Sava.
Produži dane i godine moga života.
Lengthen the days of my life and of my years.
Ako ni za što drugo,
if for nothing else,
a ono da pomogne moga prestarelog roditelja,
so that I can
i njegovu mnogobrojnu porodicu,
my aged parent with his multiple family, with his multiplous family,
koju je šačica nesavjesnih, neodgovornih ljudi sa ulice,
which a handful of people without any regard, without any sense of responsibility coming from the street,
prikrivenih plaštom savremenog morala,
covered with the shroud of contemporary morality,
htjela dovesti do prosjačkog štapa,
wanted to bring them to a beggar's staff,
razorivši njegovu kućnu zajednicu,
destroying his home and his household.
Molim ti se, Gospode,
I
Bože
pray
moj,
to you, my Lord and my God.
Ispuni moju molitvu.
Fulfill my prayer.
Čuj me u nemoći mojoj.
Listen to me here now in my weakness.
Ovaj noćni predsmrtni čas.
This evening during the course of my stance right before death.
Ti sve možeš.
You can do everything.
Ti si mrtve iz groba jednom riječju vraćao u život.
You have resurrected the dead from the tombs with but one word.
Slepima si dodirom svojih prstiju vraćao očni vid.
To the blind with the touch of your finger you have returned the vision of their eyes.
Molim ti se ovoj noćnoj čas kada očekujem rastanak sa ovim svijetom.
When I anticipate departure from this world.
Dotakni se svojom čudotvornom desnicom moga.
Touch me with your miracle-filled right hand. My poor and humbled body,
i povrati mu obnovljeni život,
and give unto my body a renewed life,
koji se u njemu gasi,
which is now being extinguished in it.
Učini, Gospode, da ustanem s ove samrtničke postelje.
Do this, Lord, so that I may rise from this my deathbed.
Povratim se među svoj dragi narod,
so that I may return to my beloved people,
i propovedam mu,
and to pray and to preach to them
ti sa mnom čudo učinio i povratio
that you have done a
život.
Miracle with me and you have returned me unto life.
Ali neka bude ne moja, već tvoja volja, Gospode.
However, let it not be according to my will, but your will, O Lord.
Tim riječima sam završio svoju najtopliju molitvu.
And with these words I closed my most warm prayer,
okupanu vrelim suzama,
which has been bathed in my fiery hot tears,
slobodno kapale po mome uzglavlju, zaklopio sam svoje umorne oči.
Which flowed from my very tired eyes unto my body.
Zaspao sam i vidio sam čudno viđenje.
I fell asleep and I beheld a most wondrous vision.
Ljudi to nazivaju snom.
People call that a dream.
Video sam sebe.
I saw myself.
Kako skrhkam bolešću.
How crumpled up in my sickness.
Pogrbljen koračan kroz manastirsku kapiju, onu koju smo mi prošli.
Bent over walking through this monastery entrance through which we passed this morning.
Ka svojoj pripremljenoj grobnici.
To my tomb which has already been prepared for me.
Odjednom sam nad manastirskom crkom ugledao pravilan svetao krug.
And then at once I beheld on top of the monastery church a circle of righteous peoples,
koji se spuštao na zemlju,
which were descending towards the earth.
Nevidljiva sila me je sve više približavala svetlom krugu.
And invincible power was bringing me even closer to that holy circle.
Kad sam došao sasvim blizu,
and when I came all so close,
raspoznao sam u svjetlome krugu,
I recognized
sveto pričešće Kristovo,
circle, holy communion of God.
Iz tog kruga sam čuo ove riječi.
And from that circle I heard these words.
Pogledaj na one silne mase svijeta s obe strane manastirske rijeke.
On that huge mass of people standing on each side of the monastery river.
Oni te čekaju, idi
njima. They are waiting for you. Go towards them.
Zar nije danas,
is not today,
ovo viđenje,
this vision,
svetoga Mardarija,
of holy Mardarija,
ostalo prvi put stvarnost,
became a reality once again.
Evo danas ostvaruje se ove riječi, njegovo
and
viđenje.
And today his words indeed are coming to fruition
svetinje.
Before us here in this holy sanctuary.
Uskoro je svanulo.
And soon it became dawn.
Probudili su me.
They woke me up.
Kroz otvorena vrata moje sobe ušao je obučen u odeždu sluga Božjeg oltara.
And then through the open door of my hospital room, fully vested, came a servant of God's holy altar.
Sa svetim putirom u ruci.
With a holy chalice in his hand.
Ispovesti nije moglo biti, jer ja nisam mogao govoriti.
There was no time for confession. I could not speak.
Sa radosnim suzama,
and with joyous tears,
to posljednji put primam sveto tijelo i krv
Hristovu. I knew that I was receiving for the last time the holy body and blood of Christ.
Sa tvrdom vjerom u vječni zagrobni život.
And with a firm belief in life beyond the grave and eternity.
Sa vjerom koja kao nikada do tada bila ožarena.
Which was never so fiery within me.
Blagodatnim prisustvom preblagog milostivog.
And the grace-filled presence of the most merciful
sve opraštajućeg Oca našeg nebeskog,
Father in heaven,
Gospoda Isusa Hrista,
our Lord Jesus Christ,
ja sam se pričestio njegovog svetog prečistog tijela i krvi.
I communed with his most holy and pure body and blood.
I šta se dogodilo tog istog časa, draga braćo moja?
And what happened that very same moment, my beloved brethren,
tog istog časa su se široko otvorile moje umorne oči.
My tired eyes opened widely.
Po prosvjetlio se, potamneli blizinom smrti razum moj.
And my mind, which was already very close, and my reason unto that dark closing moment of death became illumined.
Lekar koji je toga jutra došao u bolnicu sa uvjerenjem,
the physician who came that morning convinced,
da će me naći mrtvoga,
that he would find me dead,
pojavio se na vratima,
came to the door,
propustio je našeg sveštenika,
he allowed the clergyman to come through,
koji me je tek bio pričestio,
who had just communed me,
nervozno je prišao mojoj postelji,
and nervously he came to my deathbed,
uzeo me za ruku,
he took me by the hand,
da bi izmjerio puls,
so that he could measure my pulse,
i odjednom je njegovo lice ozarila radost,
and at once behold his face was illumined with joy.
On je nekoliko puta ponovio pred prisutnima.
A few times he repeated before those who were present.
Da je srce odlično.
That the heart is in perfect condition. The pulse is normal.
Da se uvjerio da je temperatura normalna.
And that when he was convinced that the temperature was even normal.
Dok je još prošle noći nagoveštavala svojom visinom smrt.
While the night before the temperature itself was announcing an imminent death.
Lekar Jevrejin je uzviknuo.
A Jewish man exclaimed,
Vladika će živjeti, ovo je pravo čudo Božije.
This is truly a miracle of God.
Prošlo je od tada, draga braćo moja,
and from that time, my beloved
godine,
brethren, 2 years have passed.
Te godine je 18. aprila,
that day on the 18th of April,
Hristovo vaskrsenje,
it was the resurrection of Christ,
1933.
godine.
Dakle, 2 godine ja sam milošću Božjom stalno napredovao u zdravlju tako,
with the mercy of God, I have grown in strength with my health.
Da danas i ljekari i svi,
so that even today the physicians and all,
koji me znaju za ovih 18 godina u Americi,
for these 18 years in the United States, confirm,
da nikada u životu nisam bolje izgledao nego
never
danas.
In my life have I looked better than today.
Savjest mi stalno govori.
My conscience continually speaks unto me.
Zašto ćutiš i ne kažeš
narodu? Why do you keep quiet? Why do you not speak
about this?
Tako
je čudo Bog učinio s tobom.
This is a miracle of which God has committed with you.
Dve sam godine oklevao i krio tajnu mog ozdravljenja.
2 years I hid that great miracle which he did
unto
me.
Mogu da čutim.
And I no longer can keep silent.
Biće mi lakše.
It will be easier for me.
Kad ovu tajnu povjerim narodu svome.
When I confess this mystery to my people.
To ovom prilikom i činim.
And on this occasion I do but that.
Vjerni će ovome povjerovati.
Those who are believers will believe
in
this.
Još više su svoje vjere učvrstiti.
And will become even more confirmed in their faith.
A nevjerni će kao uvijek sumnjati.
And those who are not believers, they will continue to doubt.
Ja činim svoju dužnost prema Bogu.
I am doing my duty unto God and unto his miracle working might.
Neobično je, dragi moji,
my beloved, it is unusual.
Sadržina ovogodišnje moje uskršnje poslanice.
The very context of this, my paschal encyclical.
Piše 1935. godine, jula mjeseca.
In the month of July.
Neka bi dao Bog da mnogi izvuku duševnu korist.
So that many people hearing this will receive spiritual benefit from this my confession.
Ona svjedoči.
It confesses and
da
testifies.
Da Bog i dan danas.
That God, even today, does miracles, fulfills the prayer of those who believe in him.
Zato, braćo moja,
and therefore, my brethren,
molite se Bogu
pray
svima danima života
all the days of your lives.
I Bog će i vama prići u pomoć.
And God will come to you in your hour of need and
help. U nevolji vašoj kao što je meni prišao.
And as he did come unto me when it was my time for help.
A ja ću od sada produženi,
and from now
produženi Bogom rok moga zemaljskog života.
And with this God-given opportunity to extend the days of my life,
još više posvetiti služenju njemu i dragom narodu mome.
Given myself unto serving him and to my dear
people. Javljajući mu još ubjedljivije.
Giving him more, even more confirmingly.
Da je našao spasenje u Gospodu.
That I have found my salvation in the Lord.
A umirući.
And dying.
Mi ćemo u njemu i vaskrsnuti.
We will resurrect in him.
U ime vaskrslog Gospoda
Krista. In the name of the risen Lord Christ.
Ja kličem svima vama.
I now exclaim unto all of you.
Radosnim i pobjedonosnim pozdravom.
With a joyful and triumphal
Hristos
greeting.
Vaskrse.
Christ in vaskrse.
Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
Vašu gospodu topli molitvenik episkop amerikanskog kanadski Mardarije.
Your intercessor before the Lord, the Bishop of America and Canada, Mardarije.
Na Uskrs 1935. godine.
In the year 1935.
U manastiru Svetog Save.
At the monastery of Saint Sava.
A te godine 12. decembra upokojio su gospodu.
And the 12th of December, Bishop Mardarije let his soul go forth and repose in the Lord.
Kao što i ovo današnje sabranje potvrđuje istinitost njegovog viđenja i proroštva.
Of his vision and of his prophecy.
Tako će
and
i
so,
u buduće
in the future,
shvatiti mnogi koji to do sad nijesu shvatili pa i među nama.
Who have not wanted or could not understand this will come
da
to know Mardarije,
this. Episkop,
that Mardarije
amerikansko-kanadski,
the Bishop of America and Canada,
jedna od najznačajnijih crkvenih ličnosti u 20. vijeku.
Church personalities in the 20th century.
I da tek dolazi vrijeme
and that his time is yet to come, the time of Mardarije.
Njega kao živoga svjedoka,
him as a living witness,
raspetoga i vaskrsloga
Krista, of the crucified and risen Christ.
Njega
him,
koji je od djetinjstva
from his childhood
zaželio da bude monah, u 11. godine, u 16. godini postao monah.
In his 11th year and in his 16th year did become a monastic.
Njega koji je u roditeljskoj kući primio
who in his paternal home received
oganj vaskrsenja Hristovog u manastiru Nemanjićkoj Lavri,
of the resurrection of Christ from the Lavra of the Nemanjić dynasty,
koji je u manastiru Studenici primao monaško zvanje i postao jerodžakom,
received monastic tonsuring and became a hired deacon,
koji je poslan u Žitomir u Kišenje,
sent into Žitomir Kišenje,
gdje je
in Russia,
učio
where
nauku
he studied
Božiju
out the theology,
i gdje je već kao mlad,
and yet as a young man,
do 18. godine pročuo se kao najbolji propovjednik evanđelja ondašnjoj
Rusiji,
a nastavio onda u Sankt Peterburgu,
and then he continued his education in Saint Petersburg,
sagledavajući šta se događa u velikoj Rusiji,
everything that was happening in great Russia,
i šta se događa u tadašnjoj Evropi,
and what is happening in Europe of the time,
i na proročki način predvidevši,
and in a prophetic manner he predicted,
predvidevši raspeće,
he foresaw the
Golgotu,
crucifixion, Golgotha,
beskrajne Rusije,
the of the endless Russia,
već je revolucija bila na vratima,
and the revolution was already
Rusije
at the doorstep of Russia,
ali u isto vrijeme sagledavši poput
time,
velikog
however,
proroka pravoslavnog sveslovenskog
Dostojevski,
da će kroz to raspeće, kroz tu Golgotu,
that crucifixion through that Golgotha,
Gospod izabrati svoj narod,
the Lord will elect his people,
i pretvoriti ga u izabrani
and
Božji
will transform
narod,
them into the elected people of God,
i da će poslije tog raspeća doći
that crucifixion, there will
vaskrsenje
come the resurrection
i beskrajne Rusije i vaskrsenje i ostalih pravoslavnih naroda raspetih na krstu bezbožništva
on the cross of godlessness.
I sami Bog ga je spasio.
And God himself saved him.
1917.
In 1917.
Kada je već počela revolucija.
When the revolution had already
begun. Kada je bila privremena vlada u Rusiji.
There was a temporary government in Russia.
Da ga Sveti sinod Ruske crkve pošalje u Ameriku za apostola.
That the Holy Synod of the Russian Orthodox Church would send him to America as an apostle.
I ostalo je posvjedočeno da nije poslan u to vrijeme u Ameriku, on bi sigurno bio ubijen među prvima ubijenim od bolševičke revolucije.
It has been testified to as a fact that had he not left for America at that time to take up his apostleship, he would have been murdered first amongst the Bolsheviks because his word had been heard all throughout Russia, and precisely the revolutionaries were against him.
I tražili su ga već oktobra, novembra mjeseca, gdje je Mardarije.
In November of 1917, where is Mardarije?
I onda rečeno im je da je on otišao u Ameriku.
And then it was told to them he left for America.
I tako ga je Bog spasio i tamo ga je spasio.
And so God saved him even at that time.
Da bi propovijedao Krista raspetoga i vaskrsloga.
Profess Prvo svojim pravoslavcima u Americi in the United States of America,
i da bi danas postao svjedok
He would become a
Krista raspetoga i vaskrsloga svima narodima
široke
Amerike. I kao što je bio apostol svoga rodnoga kraja,
Lješanske
Nahije i Crne Gore,
kao
što je posvjedočio put Svetoga Save preko manastira Studenice, i kao što je propovjedao Krista raspetoga i vaskrsloga širom Rusije do Sibira, tako ga je Bog poslao da bude apostol Amerike, a pravoslavni apostol Amerike.
An Orthodox apostle to America.
Upućen ovde
he was sent
i predložen
here
od jednog drugog velikog apostola, svetoga vladike Nikolaja Ohridskog i Žičkog i sve
amerikanskog.
On ga je predložio da bude izabran za episkopa.
To be elected as the first bishop of the
Serbian Orthodox Church in America. I tako ih je Bog udostojio i Nikolaja, prognanika, izgranika, da ovdje pokonča svoj zemni
život. God also in his mercy allowed Bishop Nikolaj to come to America
i da se so proslavi
that he may conclude his earthly life here and be glorified
Kristovi
with the name of Christ.
A evo i and here, Mardarije,
and Mardarije
poslije njega,
after him,
evo i njega Gospod
and
proslavlja
is glorified by God
kao apostola,
as an apostle,
kao svetitelja,
as a saint,
kao proroka crkve Kristove pravoslavne,
Christ, the Orthodox Church.
Danas i u Rusiji i kod nas u
so
starome kraju,
Russia,
a evo i
country,
proroka Svete crkve Božje u Americi.
Here, a of the Holy of God in
i daj Bože
and may God
da Amerika,
that America,
koja je u dubokoj duhovnoj, moralnoj krizi, nezapamćenoj u istoriji,
crisis, the likes of which has never been remembered in history to
da i Amerika čuje glas
that America hears the voice
ovog proroka Božje,
of this great prophet of God,
apostola crkve
Kristove,
i da se vrati
and that it returns
svojim temeljima, svome
to
korijenju,
its own roots,
da se vrati živome Bogu,
that America returns to the living God,
da ne prodaje za zemaljsko prolazno carstvo vječno i neprolazno carstvo,
kingdom, that eternal kingdom of heaven.
I da ne tjera i druge da to rade, tako dobro si rekao,
oče Đakune, to do the same.
I daj Bože
and may God grant that his prophetic word,
njegove svete mošti,
his holy relics,
to je su svjedok Krista vaskrsloga,
ne samo životom svojim, of the resurrected
svojom propovjeđu posvjedočio Krista vaskrsloga, evo ga, evo ga živoga svjedoka. Netjene mošti njegove su ovdje među nama, preko kojih svjedoči Bog,
he testifies
da je on zaista sluga Božji,
that he is truly a servant of God,
a i on nastavlja da svjedoči,
and he continues to testify
Krista raspetoga i vaskrsloga,
to the crucified and resurrected Christ.
Zato bi molio našega vladiku,
I would ask Longina, our Bishop Longi,
da primi ovaj krst,
to receive this cross,
od kuće, od doma Svetoga Mardarija,
of the house of Bishop Mardarija,
iz sela Korneta, Lješanske Nakije,
from the Korneta of the National Sadakia,
da ga ovdje stavi i na čivot,
and so
Svetoga
he
Mardarija,
on the relic of Saint Mardarija,
da ovaj časni krst bude svjedočanstvo,
so
da je Mardarija zaista od rođenja materine utrobe do posljednjega svoga izdisaja, a evo i danas, a tako će biti do kraja svijeta i vijeka svjedok Krista raspetoga i vaskrsloga. Hristos voskrese.
Vaistino voskrese. Vaistino
voskrese.
Vaistino voskrese.
Christ is risen.
Indeed he is risen.
Indeed he is risen.